there is one sign the Soviets can make that would be unmistakable, that would advance dramatically the cause of freedom and peace. General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. It was the British historian Arnold Toynbee who defined life as a voyage of discovery and not a safe harbor. How true. After a lifetime spanning most of this tumultuous century, my voyage is drawing to a close. It has been an extraordinary trip by any standard. With my own eyes, I have witnessed the birth of communism and the death of communism. I have seen the rise and fall of Nazi tyranny, the subsequent Cold War, and the nuclear nightmare that for 50 years haunted the dreams of children everywhere. During that time, my generation defeated totalitarianism, and more recently, we have begun to destroy the weapons of mass destruction. As a result, your world is poised for better tomorrows. What will you do on your journey? My fondest hope is that your generation's voyage will be as momentous in peace as mine has been heroic in war. I've never forgotten that it's not the acts of any one man that can change the direction of a country. It is ordinary men and women across this land performing extraordinary deeds that make America unique in this world. As I reflect on my life, I recall the fact that I am a simple man from modest beginnings. The Reagans of Illinois had little in material terms, that's for sure. But we were emotionally healthy beyond imagination. For we were Americans. Young people in a young land with the best days ahead. We admired the pioneering spirit of this hopeful land, where everyone has the chance to push out the boundaries of life. Presidents come and go, history comes and goes, but principles endure and inspire future generations to defend liberty not as a gift from government, but a blessing from our Creator. Here the lamp of individual conscience burns bright. By that light, I know we will all be guided to that dreamed of day when no one wields a sword and no one drags a chain. In America, every day is a new beginning. every sunset is merely the latest milestone on a voyage that never ends. For this is the land that has never become, but is always in the act of becoming. Emerson was right. America is the land of tomorrow. Our work is not yet done. A great cause remains because the task of the peacemaker is never complete. Although we've certainly fought our share of battles, my fondest hope is that our nation's day will continue to be great, not on the battlefield. But in the science labs, the operating rooms, performing arts halls, and wherever empires of the mind can be assembled. Privileged to be Americans have had a rendezvous with destiny since that moment in 1630 when John Winthrop, standing on the deck of the tiny Arbella off the coast of Massachusetts, told the little band of pilgrims, "We shall be as a city upon a hill. The eyes of all people are on us." I have long believed that the guiding hand of Providence did not create this new nation of America for ourselves alone, but for a higher cause, the preservation and extension of the sacred fire of human liberty. I've spoken of the shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I said it. But in my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, wind-swept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds living in harmony and peace. A city with free ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. If there had to be city walls, the walls had doors, and the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get there. That's how I saw it, and see it still. The crew of the Space Shuttle Challenger honored us by the manner in which they lived their lives. They were daring and brave, and they had that special grace, that special spirit that says, "Give me the challenge, and I'll meet it with joy." They had a hunger to explore the universe and discover its truths. They wished to serve, and they did. They served us all. We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them. This morning, as they prepared for their journey and waved goodbye and slipped the surly bonds of Earth to touch the face of God. Let us go forward with our conviction that education doesn't begin with Washington officials or state officials or local officials. It begins with the family, where it is the right and responsibility of every parent. And that responsibility, I think, includes teaching children respect for skin color that is different from their own. Religious beliefs that are different from their own. It includes the message to the young as well as the old that racial discrimination and religious bigotry have no place in a free society. America's solemn duty is to constantly renew its covenant with humanity to complete the grand work of freedom that began 200 years ago. Freedom is the very essence of our nation. Never give up the fight for freedom, a fight which, though it may never end, is the most ennobling known to man. Thank you. my fondest hope for each one of you, and especially our young people, is that you will love your country. Not for her power or wealth, but for her selflessness and her idealism. May each of you have the heart to conceive, the understanding to direct, and the hand to execute works that will make the world a little better for your having been here. May all of you, as Americans, never forget your heroic origins. Never fail to seek divine guidance as we march boldly and bravely into a future limited only by our capacity to dream. And never, never lose your natural, God-given optimism. My fellow Americans, I have recently been told that I am one of the millions of Americans who will be afflicted with Alzheimer's disease. Upon hearing this news, Nancy and I had to decide whether, as private citizens, we would keep this a private matter or whether we would make this news known in a public way. We feel it is important to share it with you. In opening our hearts, we hope this might promote a better awareness of this condition. Unfortunately, as Alzheimer's disease progresses, the family often bears a heavy burden. I only wish there were some way I could spare Nancy from this painful experience. When the Lord calls me home, whenever that may be, I will leave with the greatest love for this country of ours and eternal optimism for its future. I now begin the journey that will lead me into the sunset of my life. I know that for America, there will always be a bright dawn ahead, bringing us ever closer to the shining city upon a hill. Thank you, my friends. May God always bless you. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan.